Hello, Tea Crew, and welcome to this brand new mini sip. Today, we are going to be discussing Ariana Grande's new project and the tea surrounding the project. So let's go ahead and get straight into this. So Ariana Grande released a new album called Eternal Sunshine, and this album really just kind of goes through the ringer, right? She hasn't put out new music since she has divorced from, I think, a 3-year marriage with Dylan Gomez, and also started a new relationship with her co-star that was, you know, allegedly married at the time of the beginning of her relationship. So we all know that Ariana Grande puts a lot of emotion into her music. She puts a lot of storytelling into her music, the things that she's going through. She puts that into her music as she usually co-writes a lot of the music that she puts out. You know, when she was with Pete Davidson, she had a song about him on her album. She had a song about, you know, just being in love with him and like their relationship. And that was a lot of the Sweetener album. And then like before that, it just talks about her being in Hollywood and having like all these missed kind of relationships and opportunities. And then when she was dating Big Sean, she had him featured on a lot of her music and they were making music together and things like that. So this is, she's not new to this. She's true to this, putting her life experiences in the music, right? So she kicked up a lot of feathers when she announced that she was doing a remake of the classic anthem from the early 2000s, The Boy Is Mine. Now, The Boy Is Mine was between Monica and Brandy, and the song basically went back and forth, swapping verses of both women claiming one man. So when she said that she had reimagined this as a girl's anthem, like a bad girl's anthem, when she sat down with the BBC's Zayn and discussed her album, we were all like, oh, girl, are you like taunting this man's ex, like his ex-wife or his like estranged wife? Because I believe they're just separated. I don't think they're divorced. The guy who played SpongeBob, we used to call him SpongeBob because I just can't with that whole situation. So she talks about, you know, that situation, but it's wild because she also talks about some other things on the album. So let's get into what I really gleaned from the album. Actually, I really did enjoy the album. I liked it. I love a good whistle tone. So like Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande, you can probably stop there. Like, these are the whistle tone girlies. And it's just like, as much as I want to not like her right now because of the situation with SpongeBob and how messy it is, I just can't help but to listen to it because it's so good. Like, I don't know, whistle tones like speak to my ear and my like frequency. They say, a little slight tangent, that certain frequencies just connect with you on like a metaphysical level, and this is what makes you as a person like certain music tones. And I was like, I truly believe that, because like whistle tones and like super high registers and like choral things that are like really harmonistic and like melodic, like this is my bag. I could live here. I could die here. This is the music that I listen to the majority of the time, right? Because it's just like, this is what connects to me on like that like frequency level. But anyway, oh God, that was a tangent. That was a tangent, y'all. Back on track. So she puts out this album, and there's some things that I feel like I gleaned from the album. That Dylan cheated on her because she was working so much. So let's go back in time when this album was starting to be written, produced, when she started to really get into the bag of Eternal Sunshine. She was working on this Wicked project. Now, Wicked is the retelling of the Broadway hit Wicked. They're going to make it into a movie. She's starring alongside Cynthia Erivo. It's going to be amazing, but it's a big budget project. And, you know, with big budget projects, they expect a lot of their stars. And for Ariana to pull this, you know, she didn't do that other show with the chairs, you know, when they, you know, they pick you from your voice, whatever it is. You guys know what I'm talking about. She turned down a lot of opportunities to do this musical that's going to be now turned into a movie. So this put a lot of stress on her, and she was working a lot. And in one of the songs, she talks about, you know, I wonder who's in my bed. I wonder who's, you know, keeping you company now that we're not together. And I think that she kind of spared Dylan Gomez a lot of public embarrassment, if this is true, to be like, I never outed you as cheating on me. I just said, you know, we had irreparable differences. We weren't able to work out our marriage. And, you know, our marriage just did not survive the pandemic, when in actuality, when I had to start working again, you started inviting women over to the house and openly cheating on me when I wasn't going to be home or I was going to be away for weeks. So then my thought was, okay, so this whole thing with SpongeBob started as a cheat back because she felt like Dylan was cheating on her because she had to work so much. So now here we are on set of Wicked, and she starts this relationship with her co-star. She falls in love with her co-star. She feels guilty about it, but then she's like, I don't feel guilty about it. I want to be where I feel loved and appreciated, right? So the fact that SpongeBob had a new baby and a wife, she didn't care about it. She was guilty at first. She felt guilty. She felt wrong. But then after a while, she just felt like, you know, he's a grown man and his situation wasn't the best either. And we found love in each other. So what's wrong with that? That's basically the message that I got from the entire album. But then some tea kind of flew in my lap yesterday. So I'm scrolling through looking for reactions from the album to try to, you know, work on this mini sip. And I see Ken Barbie's page, shout out to Ken Barbie, and Janae Aiko, who is in a long-term relationship. Some people rumored that she's married, but it hasn't been confirmed, but she's in a long-term relationship with Big Sean. They have a child together, Lil Noah. And she is saying that she put out Eternal Sunshine as an album years ago, as a song, like years ago. And that now Ariana Grande is naming her album after the song Eternal Sunshine. And I'm like, wait, was The Boy Is Mine about Big Sean and not SpongeBob? Like, there's so many layers to this because it's like, wait, what are you trying to say? That Big Sean is trying to spin the block? I would not be surprised because honestly, like, Ariana Grande at this point is giving messy with her relationships. Like, it just, we have to call a spade a spade. We love her. We enjoy the music. But to sit there and be in a relationship, a public relationship with somebody who is not yet divorced and has a newborn is very, very messy. And then you put out a song talking about yes and. Like, yes and you're wrong. Like, what do you mean? Like, you're tired of feeling bad about yourself. You're tired of feeling guilty. Like, I understand you're tired of feeling that guilt. But sometimes we have that little tap on our shoulder. We have that little guilty feeling because we are running around causing chaos. We've all been there. I've been there. I'm sure you guys listening have been there. When you've been in a state where you have been causing chaos and something deep inside you is like, we can't live this way. Like, we need to get it together. Like, some sooner than others. But I think everybody's been in a place where you're just like, oh my goodness, I am making it rain in these streets. I need to calm my happy self down because I could really, you know, make things really terrible for myself. And I think these celebrities, since they have the money and resources, first of all, there's nothing wrong. Well, there is something wrong, but a private affair is one thing. But to come out and publicly date this man when he does not have his situation at home correct, I mean, his wife was completely blindsided by this relationship going public. I don't know if she knew about it behind closed doors or whatever, but like, you owe her that kind of privacy until they're at least legally divorced before you come out with him publicly. Like, we would have put the pieces together that you guys were together beforehand, but it's just like, out of respect, like, the decency is no longer there. Like, people are really savages these days, and it is wild to me how it just became a pop hit. So now this woman not only lost her marriage, lost her child's father, essentially, they're co-parenting, but you know what it is. Like, when you're not in the home, it's just not the same. So she's lost all these things. And then she has to turn on the radio and hear you talking about yes and. Like, yes and, you blew up my life to have an affair with my husband who is just a one, you know, couple month thing for you. Let's be honest, we don't even know if they're still together at this point. Like, the way this album reads, it reads single to me. So we don't even know if her and SpongeBob are together at this point. if they're even still together. And you blew up this woman's life and then have the nerve to say yes and make it a hit song. Like, this is some nasty work. We got to admit, this is some nasty work to do that to a woman and then sit there and drop your album on International Women's Day. Nasty work. I can't. As much as I enjoyed the album, like, I really, like, I just consciously, I'm just like, this is not okay. I don't know what you're going through, but you cannot just walk around destroying, because this is the thing, right? And I was listening to Conscious TV last night and somebody said this. When you've been hurt, you don't mind hurting others. Like, it's that much easier to hurt others because you feel like nobody considered my feelings. I was hurt, yada, yada, yada. So this would really be in line with if she caught Dylan cheating on her and it broke her heart, it caused her to file for divorce, it blew up their marriage, possibly their family if they were to have, you know, gone to that next level and had children. Then she did not feel as bad doing it to somebody else because she felt like somebody did it to her. And she's so like, love, and I hope no one else hurts you. And when you were packing up your stuff, like, I hope that no other harm comes to you and all this stuff. And it's like, you just love so much, but you don't realize like what you're doing in the wake of you just trying to find this like one great love. Like, girl, you can't just run around here and just have whatever you want, do whatever you want. But then again, it's like, this is the message that we tell celebrities all the time. You can have whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You're talented. And because of your talent, we will make way for you. Whatever you want to do, however you want to live, whoever it hurts, it doesn't matter because you're talented. And this mentality really has warped these people into thinking that they're more than people. Like, we're all just people at the end of the day. But the pedestal they have been propped up on makes them feel like they can do whatever they want. And this is what she basically did. And it's wild to me. Please, I don't want this mini sip to get too long. So please go ahead and give me your comments, reactions. Did you like the album? Like, you know, 0 out of 10, what would you give the album? All those things. Drop them in the comments below. And I love you for listening. Bye.